Radio 1. Hello, Scott, it's 20 to 5. Please welcome to Radio 1, Louis Walsh.
Hello, Scott, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very, very well.
Would you like to tell us about the text you just got sent before you came on?
Oh, yeah, I just got a text from Chris Moyle's mother, Vera. Vera, I know you're listening. You're not the target audience, but hello. And will you get Chris to play the new Shane Ward record?
No. Did she text you asking for a mention on the radio?
She told me to mention you on your show.
But her son does the breakfast show on Radio 1.
Maybe she's in bed. She's probably in bed.
Oh, love her.
Okay. You have to love Vera.
Right, now on Radio 1, it's time for the Honesty Games. This is what happens, Louis. We've not done this on the show for a while. Listeners come on air and we go around the room. They ask us a question and we have to answer it truthfully. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. Are you allowed one pass? Was that what we said before? There's no passes
now.
Hang on a second, the rules have changed.
If the rules have changed, I don't know whether I'm
okay,
going to do this.
Okay, let's try it anyway. Shall we try it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go for Kelly. Hiya.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
I think Laura needs to be on the Honesty Game as well.
She was trying to hide out there, wasn't she?
Yeah, do come in, Laura. Right, Kelly, what's your question and we have to answer it honestly?
Well, me and my sister T was wondering, what sort of underwear do you lot wear?
Oh, okay.
That's easy.
Right, okay. Louis.
That's easy. Boxer shorts, all the time.
Any particular make or style?
Just white.
Okay.
Boxer shorts as well, and or sometimes I never know what they're all called. Is it sometimes trunks? Are they sometimes
that's
there?
The '80s
speedos?
That's no,
the '80s. That's the '80s. That's the '80s.
It's boxers then. I don't know what they're all called.
I know Scott's a briefs man. I just know
I'm not.
You are.
I'm.
We
boxer.
Had a very.
How do you know that?
How do you know that?
Just my friends told me.
Right. Okay.
We had a very disturbing show once when we both realised we'd gone commando on the same day. Didn't
yeah,
we?
That was horrible. Laura.
You've got those lucky pants, haven't you?
I have got lucky pants.
Opposing pouch.
No, there's an opposing pouch. You're making that up.
Do you wear the lucky pants with your lucky glove?
Listen, she's making it up. What about your pants, darling?
I'm a fan of the French knicker pant.
Oh.
Are they the big frilly ones?
No. They're like shorts.
Right, yeah.
Okay, good.
But a bit sort of biggish pants. I'm not saying you have biggish.
Granny pants?
No.
Scott?
What?
What do you wear?
Oh, yeah. Boxer shorts. I'm not briefs.
I thought you'd be briefs, kind of skin-tight briefs.
Oh, please.
Calvin Klein ad type stuff, you know?
Yeah. No, Calvin Klein, yeah, but not the brief. I'm a fan of the boxer.
Sock okay. Stuff down the...
Or two. Kerry.
Hello.
Hello, you right?
Yeah, you?
Right, any question? Yes, I'm good. We'll answer it honestly. Go.
Right, it's for Louis again. When they kicked you off, or when they let you go, however you want to
sacked,
put it.
Sacked as the word.
Axed, when,
binned.
Yes. When they asked you to come back, did you demand more money?
Honestly, I didn't. I didn't
Why
even
not?
Care about the money. Because I wanted to get the gig back. I wanted to get my old job back. I was really, really glad. And I was really, really distraught when I lost the job. I know it's silly. It's just a TV show. But it's not just an ordinary TV show. It's The X Factor.
So you didn't ask for any more than
I
the 500k
for
you're
more money.
Already?
I didn't. No, I get more than that. But I didn't ask for any more money. I just wanted the job back because I genuinely loved doing it. Honestly.
Did you ask for more money when you found out you were doing the groups?
I'm not, who said I was doing the groups? I didn't say anything. Okay. I'm not. No.
I think we nearly got it there.
Nearly got it.
Oh,
you won't get me.
It.
You won't get me.
Oh. Watch me.
ITV Saturday 7:40. Don't watch the other show.
I think it's the groups.
You think?
Oh, it might be the. I think it might be the old people this year.
Right.
Anyway, we don't talk about that. Right. Hello.
Hello.
Speak. Who are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Hello,
you.
It's Rod.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
What's
How
your
you
question?
Doing? Excellent.
What's your question?
My question is probably a bit tame, actually, but I was going to ask if you were all hardcore rappers, what MC name would you have? And collectively, as a group, what would you call the lot of you?
Oh, Laura, all of us.
I think Laura should go first on this one.
Over to you, Laura. If you were a rapper, what would you be called?
And
if
what would your MC name be?
I don't know. Something really street.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, I know what I'd
L
be.
L Diddy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what I'd be.
Go on, then.
I'd be Big Louie.
Big Louie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd be McBear Jokes.
No, MC Bear Jokes.
MC. That says.
Oh, yeah.
You would be McBear. What's bears? What's all this about bears?
That's what happens when you pass notes to the presenter. And he just reads them.
Couldn't think for himself. He got passed a note telling him what his MC name would be. And
what's a bear?
McBear jokes.
What's a bear?
Might be the last show of my entry person. So I just resign now. Would that be easier? Anyway, I'd be McBear jokes.
I love it.
Chopper.
He's Big Louie, I'd just be Little Mark, I think.
Okay.
MC Little Mark, though, not Muck Little.
Right, one more. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who are you?
I'm Baz.
All right, Baz, what's your question?
I want an honest answer, but why is Chopper suited and booted today?
Well, we can't all answer that question, can we? So that's an invalid question, isn't it?
No, well, you can answer it.
Because I was doing... in honour of Lou coming in, I thought I'd make an effort, and I had to do a few photos today.
I thought you were at a funeral.
No.
It looks like coming from a funeral.
No, it's classy and smart.
Are you looking for another job?
No, I wasn't looking. No, I was just having some photos taken. I'm not looking for another
job. Oh, I think you might have hit a nail.
Oh.
A new gig, right? A new job. They're going to Magic FM. Tell them.
No, you're going to Magic.
Oh, Heart. No, he's holding out for Heart, yeah. Baz?
Yeah?
I've got
another one,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, I thought you had, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Has Louis ever been offered any favours to get on the casting couch? Anything like a temple rub or a foot massage or anything?
You mean
like
apart from Simon?
No. The X-Factor doesn't work like that. It really doesn't. Honestly.
Why?
That's a shame.
Why do you think I would?
Well, I just didn't know whether you got any perks on the job or anything like that.
Like what? What do you mean? Well, tell me more.
You know, foot massage or...
Ego massage. I'm massaging egos all day. I'm working with Simon and Sharon and Danny. That's three big egos. But no, honestly, no.
Oh, well.
No, no favours. Sorry about that.
Any casting couch stories from you?
What, have I ever been on one?
Yeah. How do you think he got the job?
Not that I can remember. There was nearly an incident once.
Were you drugged?
No.
Rohypnol?
No. No, I can't go into it.
Why not?
No, it's not bad. It's nobody bad. Nobody's listening.
It's not what you're thinking. It's not like that. It's just, yeah. Okay. Are you?
What, any casting couch? Yeah. No, yeah. No.
Really?
Yeah,
what, you got this far through talent?
You bitch!
No, it's hard work and ambition.
Radio 1's 6 weeks of summer.
Week 5.
Ibiza.